Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Sydney Healy is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So Sydney, just starting off, we last spoke before the quarterfinals versus Vermont, where you forced overtime in the third period. How did that close game help you prepare for two battles with BC and Northeastern?
I think our team definitely focused a lot on being in high pressure situations. So I think implementing that in practice really helped us during the game. And I mean, I think even going into that overtime in Vermont and stuff, I don't think there was a doubt from anyone on our team that we were going to win that game because we were all our mindsets and stuff, like we were wanting to win for each other. And I think in the end, that took us all the way to the hockey's finals.
Just looking at the game versus BC next, just purely looking at stats, it seemed like a really even game. You had even shots. BC blocked 18 shots, your team 17, and faceoff stats were just pretty similar to heading into that game. Were you anticipating such a close matchup?
Yeah, I think that once you get into playoffs, every team's game gets faster. No matter who you're playing. And I have said this before, but any team in Hockey East can beat any team. So I think that mindset alongside the pace of the game being quicker because it is playoffs, I was expecting a good matchup and we got one. So yeah.
And that game, it ended in double overtime. As you got to the end of the first overtime, how was the team feeling?
Good. I think we were a little tired, I think, but you know, there was no, like I said before, there was no doubt, I think, in anyone's mind that we were winning that game. We, you know, though like the stats were pretty even, I think in that overtime, you know, we were really moving the puck well to each other and kind of setting the next lineup for success. And that goes a long way in a game where it gets, you know, long and, you know, the changes being shorter and us trusting each other out there and stuff, just do our jobs. That goes a long way. And in the end, it worked out.
Just with that tiredness, how'd your team weather through that second OT with shift changes to stay fresh?
That's something we did talk about before the first overtime, was just making sure we kept our shift short and stuff. And, you know, knowing what your job was going to be on the ice during that shift, you know, because sometimes you would get caught in the D zone and stuff and you want to go play offense. And I think, you know, knowing and understanding that maybe that's not what my shift's going to be, is I'm not going to be in the O zone, but my job in the shift's going to be to work out of the D zone. I think that was super important to recognize going into the overtimes. But I think, like I said, like we had discussed that and just keeping them short and stuff, which obviously went a long way.
Yeah. And then just beating BC after such close games this season, how did that feel for the group?
It was a good feeling. I think any, you know, especially being at home at Wally B, that I think really just it meant a lot more to us. I think especially, you know, in such a intense semifinal, it meant a lot more with the BU-BC rivalry, Battle of Comav, like having that home ice advantage and stuff. Having all the fans in the stands, I think it just made it a lot more meaningful.
And then heading to the finals, you're facing Northeastern. What were the team's feelings heading in?
When we found out we were playing Northeastern after the game, it was the loudest cheers I've ever heard, which is funny to say, but I don't think, you know, that just lit a fire underneath us. And I think that we were looking for some revenge on that one. And I think that there was no better time for that to happen than the Hockey East Finals. And but yeah, as soon as we heard we were playing Northeastern, we were jumping around screaming, because of course we were already celebrating the win. But when we found out we were playing them too, that just made it so much better.
This game was another close one for you guys. Just headed to the locker room before yet another OT. How were you feeling personally?
Personally, yeah, you know, I think the nerves always get the best of us. think, if you're not nervous, then, in my opinion, if you're not really nervous, then it kind of shows that you don't really care. And, I think everyone on our team was feeling those nerves. Once again, though, I had a good feeling. We had already played two OTs. We knew what we were getting ourselves into, and the vibes and stuff in the locker room were good. Like, there wasn't anyone who was, giving any doubtful vibes or anything. Like I said, I think everyone in there had no doubt we were gonna win. And there are a couple of girls on the team that had came up to me, like our captain and Riley Walsh, and they're like, "Oh, like this is your time, like you're gonna score." Because I remember Riley coming up to me after the game. She's like, I don't know what it was, but like I had a vision of you scoring, and like that's what I went up to you before, and like I was like, it's gonna be you." And like just having that belief, I think, from them really helps no matter who it is. Like, I think, I'm going up to other players and saying the same thing, like, "It's gonna be you, like I'm setting you up," kind of thing. And like having that trust and that confidence from my teammates is so important in those moments.
In situations like that, is there anything you do to center yourself before going back out?
Sometimes I'll take a really big deep breath.
Yeah.
But I think really just enjoying that moment. Like, I think during those times, especially with this team, like there aren't really a lot of nerves or like, centering myself, because like I'm not getting frustrated. I'm not, having these different emotions. I'm not having these high and lows, because it's always just, I'm always kind of very neutral, because our whole team is neutral. Like we all have the same goal in mind, and that honestly goes a really long way, to the point where, if I'm frustrated, I'll take a deep breath and kind of be like, "Okay, like shift's over, move on to the next one. Okay, period's over, move on to the next one." But I felt like I haven't had to do that as much this year, which is really, really nice to have.
Your team had won 5 of 7 OT games at this point in the year at that time. Just knowing that, was it helpful to have that understanding heading into the eighth?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like we had just played two OTs, and we were joking around about it, like, like with just another one, like we got it, kind of thing, like, because obviously overtime moments can really hold weight on some teams and some players. And I think that, one, the fact that we had been in so many high pressure situations, I think that did help us. I think that, that support from the team and stuff, like nobody was freaking out or, causing chaos, I guess. Like everyone was just like, it's a game of hockey. Like, I think it took us maybe a shift or two to kind of get comfortable. And that's very natural. So, mistakes happen and stuff, but I think in the end we reset and got it done.
You were the overtime hero. Can you describe that goal?
Oh my goodness. We work a lot on net drives in practice and stopping at the net. And I remember we had talked a lot about, this goalie, and we had talked in the first and second period about the rebounds and stuff going all over the place. And when I saw that it was a 3-on-2, I was like, "Well, my turn to drive net." So, and Lily placed it perfectly on that pad, and I had my stick on the ice, thankfully, and just put it in the net. But it was an unreal moment, though, after putting that in, because at first I thought I missed the net at first. And then when I saw it hit the back of the net, I think I just, my mind went blank.
Wow. So I know you mentioned just this revenge with Northeastern after that Beanpot loss. Just how did that settle in, I guess, after you guys won? You got revenge.
Oh, the relief. I think we've worked so hard this entire season, players battling some like injuries and all these other personal factors and things. I think that relief and that feeling, that all that hard work had finally paid off was such a big deal. And for, our seniors and our grads that, hadn't had that opportunity yet, like to be in like the finals and stuff, like I think that was just unreal. overall, because we all, I wanted to win it for them. They wanted to win it for us. Like, I think just all of us wanting to win for each other just, came back to us in that OT period and worked in our favor.
So this being the first time in 10 years that your team has won the championship, just how proud are you of this group?
Oh, jeez. I'm really proud of how we've turned it around, especially, from our past seasons. Of course, like, I've been here for 3 years, and 2 of those years we struggled. And, to go from the season we had last year to totally flipping a switch and being at the NCAAs right now, like, it's amazing how far a team can go just, on hard work and culture and having, that desire to win for each other, how far that really takes you. And, I think that alone just makes me really proud of all the work and stuff that we put in as a team.
With Coach Watchorn, this being her second year under the helm of the team, just what sort of testament is this to her coaching and leadership for you guys?
I think that, like you said, like, it being her second year and stuff, she was very open to hearing our feedback, especially from the past season and stuff, and she's taken that and really rolled with it. And I mean, you've seen it. We've seen it. She's given a lot more lenience to, our leadership group and stuff to kind of take over that point on the team and, making it our team. She says that a lot, like, this is your team. And, I think her, I mean, when we're talking about leadership, yeah, I mean, she's really taken, like I said, our feedback and stuff. And she, I, yeah, she, sorry, I'm trying to think of how to word this, but yeah, she's been really great. And like I said, like, she's an awesome coach, she's an awesome person, and I think that, in the end, like, you need a coach like that to have that support and stuff in those big games to be able to be like, you know what, this is your guys' team, you guys take it and stuff. And having that as a coach is really important, and I think that's been a big part of why we've had that success.
That was great. So, just for you, being named tournament MVP, what does that honor mean to you?
I was not expecting that at all. Oh my goodness. And I said that to when I went up to get my award, I was like, I was not expecting that. I thought it was gonna be Callie. I'm not gonna lie. She played phenomenal that entire tournament. But yeah, it was honestly, it was really nice for that recognition. I think that, that was just It was just like a little confidence booster, I guess. But yeah, to get that trophy, it means a lot. And to have my team and stuff cheering for me when I did get it, that it just meant so much more to have that, have them all yelling and cheering me on and stuff like that. It was honestly such a cool feeling. Already had the highs of winning the hockey championship, and then when I got that too, I was like, man, this is a great day.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
But so then Sunday, your team had the selection show. Just heading in and knowing you could face someone you hadn't faced this season, just how was the team feeling?
Excited. I think at this point, every team that's left is a great team. They're there for a reason, and I think we're really excited to see kind of what, the other leagues bring and stuff. We haven't played Clarkson, which is obviously who we're playing on Thursday, but I think no matter who you play at this point, like, every team's a great team, and it's anyone's game. It's playoff hockey. It's going to be faster, and I think we've prepared ourselves enough to be ready for that. I'm just really excited to see what happens, because we're going into the unknown now. So I'm really excited though.
Tuesday, you guys had the big send-off to the airport. I know the band was there. There was a news crew. Just how was that for you guys?
was It was really cool. And we, men's and women's lacrosse were out there cheering for us. Track and field was out there as well. The band, like you said, the band's been amazing. Having all that support and stuff just means so much more. And even after we won that game and stuff, I had people from home texting me, and a bunch of the girls on the women's lacrosse team and stuff texting me, and for them to take the time out of their day, BU band, all of them to come and cheer us on the send off, it just meant a lot more. It meant more that it was coming from all of athletics than just our team. And it was a really cool moment for us.
Now that you've arrived in Wisconsin, how's the team settling in?
Good. I mean, we got practice later today, so we'll see how the ice is in Wisconsin. But yeah, I think we're all just really excited, having, enjoying the moment, as Coach would say, just enjoying this time with, the seniors and the grads and, our team, I think goes a long way. And it's honestly, it's been fun, no complaints here from me.
So facing Clarkson, they've faced a few familiar foes this season, Vermont and BC being some of them. Just how does seeing them match up against those teams help you prepare?
Yeah, I think that, we had talked about it a little bit, that of course BC and stuff, that was pretty early in the season, and I think that, having that comparison's nice, but I think overall, just playing our game is gonna be the most important thing. I think that we are not really focusing on, how the outcomes were of those games and stuff, because, teams can have good games, teams can have bad games. We, can't really judge based on that. We're gonna take the video that's given to us, go based off of that and just play our game.
That's great. Just one more, just knowing that they're tough, they went to triple overtime the other day in the ECAC semifinal. Just with that perspective, how's that preparing you guys for a tough game?
Yeah, I mean, they going into third OT. We've done plenty of OTs ourselves, so, I think that, knowing that they also have that resilience, I think that's important to, recognize. And, you got to respect every team you're playing, no matter who it is. And I think that's super important going into the game tomorrow. That, they're bringing their all, we're bringing our all, but just not getting sucked into their game and playing ours.
Right, well, best of luck with the game, and thank you for joining us this week, Sydney, on Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, Barich, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. And Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy. Give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Clara Yoon is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So, Clara, just starting off, I ask everybody this question: how'd you get your start in hockey?
I started playing hockey when I was 5 years old. I started on figure skates before that and I learned to skate and then switched over to hockey when I convinced my parents to let me try it because I would go to the rink and go to figure skating class, but then I would see the boys on the hockey rink and I was like, I want to try that. And then I tried it once and never looked back after that.
So playing for the Detroit Little Caesars in high school, I know you saw a lot of success first with the 16U team going to its first national championship. Just how do you think this early success facing tough competition helped prepare you for college?
I think that was everything. I think that being on a team with as many talented girls as we had at Little Caesars really prepared us for what it meant to show up every day and compete in practice and to find ways to get better every single day. And those girls have all gone on to do amazing things as well. So to kind of get that inspiration and that work ethic to always get better and always find a way to bring the team along with you. Like, that's something that I've learned and practiced doing for a pretty long time now. And so to go to college and have that same mentality of, okay, like, how are we going to win these games? How are we going to find a way? How are we going to continue to have success through the long season? That takes practice, that takes commitment to your craft. And I do think that being on Little Caesars for those years helped that out for sure.
Then at the 19U level, you were captain of back-to-back championship teams. Just what was that experience like leading those girls to so much success?
Was definitely an easy job for me. The girls that were on those teams that won were just so passionate about the game, and it inspired me every day to be a better leader because I would show up and they would. The team would lead itself. Like, that's how the best teams are. And I think reminds me a lot of this year's team with BU and how we've been able to make it our own locker room, make it our culture. And similarly with those teams that won as well.
With all that going on, how did your college recruitment journey start in the midst of all that?
Was funny because the rule change happened around my 8th grade year in high or in like grade school. Where you couldn't talk to schools at until like June 15th of your sophomore year of high school. So I like had talked to a few schools when I was in like 7th and 8th grade, but my parents and I both agreed that it was too early to commit to a school then. So then I had a couple of years of just playing hockey, getting better, figuring out maybe what I would want to do with my life and like major or school. And then June 15th, like that date, I was reached out to by a ton of different schools from all different conferences around the country and had to figure out like where I wanted to be locationally and all those things. And Boston kind of always had my heart from the beginning when I had visited it in 8th grade. And to be able to have the opportunity to go to BU was a dream of mine. And so to have that happen and to be able to know that I've won a hockey championship at the school that I was so passionate about going to originally is so special.
Just getting to campus, you scored 2 goals in your collegiate debut, and then were ranked second on the team that you're in goals. How do you say you adjusted from AAA to collegiate hockey?
I think that considering the year we had my freshman year wasn't necessarily the best record-wise. Still found a way to have some success there and get better and learn. And I think the transition for me was more like off the ice, learning how to live on your own and learning how to figure out your classes and what that meant on a daily basis and taking care of your body and recovery. Like, it's a whole different animal in college compared to high school because you're playing hockey 6 days a week for 7 months at a time. So it's, hard, it's a grind, but it's something that's very manageable if you know how to. And I think that's something that I had to learn how to do my freshman year, even into my sophomore year. And by now I think I figured it out, but
Yeah. That first year, just being under Coach DeRocher, how was it being part of his final year at BU?
Oh my gosh, he's the best. I mean, he was the coach that recruited me to come and play at BU, and nothing but respect for him and what he's been able to do with the program from the start, and just his passion for the game and the way that he would show up with a smile on his face every day. Like, it made it enjoyable coming to the rink, and he continues to come around the rink and to be a part of, the program and men's and women's side, and so. Whenever I get to see him, I give him a big hug because he means a lot to me.
And then with Coach Watchorn coming to the helm, just what was that switch like for the team?
It was exciting. It was a new era. We call it the Watchorn era. She came in with full head of steam, with passion, with a vision of what she wanted to do with the program. And I'd say that vision has come true for the most part. There's still, the national championship awaiting, but I think that like the way that she took the bull by the horns, for lack of a better word, and said, okay, like let's solve problems, let's figure out how to make this program at the head of Hockey East again and nationally ranked. And when that all kind of like started, it was like, whoa, like what's going on? Like how's the team gonna react? But I think our statistics this year have shown that she definitely knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, no, just definitely just with her second year as being head coach, you got your Hockey East title the first time in 10 years for the team. I mean, just how have you seen this team evolve into where you are now since you were a freshman?
It's night and day. I mean, I actually was thinking about this yesterday, like as we got to Wisconsin, but to if you would have told me like end of my freshman year that we would be playing in the regional tournament for the NCAA, and we've won Hockey East, and the record that we have this year, like all those things, I would have told you were crazy. So to just see it kind of pay off in a way, the hard work that not only the players have put in, but the coaching staff and our training staff and our support staff, our athletic team, academic team, like there's so many people, the administration of BU Athletics that supported us since day one, like our new locker room this year, there's so much that we have to be blessed and grateful for. And not many programs in the country get all these things and all this support so that we could make this happen and to win a hockey title, to bring it back to our school that we're so proud to represent. It's something that, it's a Cinderella story. It's something that I'll be telling for 50, 60 years down the road because it's just so amazing. We lost in the play-in game last year and we came back and won a Hockey East title.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just this season, you've got 11 goals so far. This number's only increased each year. How have you felt your offensive success grow in front of the net?
I think that it's like 100% true that when you have a great team around you, you're just going to play better. And it doesn't really matter what you necessarily work on. Like, it absolutely, like, your craft and the little things that you work on every day are going to help you be more successful. But when you have great players playing around you and the team's playing well, you're going to play better. So to just see the success of our team and the wins that we've been able to string together this year, and even in playoffs, to be able to win each game in overtime, like finding a way to win as a team is a talent in and of itself. And so that I could be a part of that in any way and to help score some goals, like just makes me happy. But I've honestly never thought of it as like, oh, like I'm scoring more goals now. It's, oh, we're winning more as a team.
Just mentioning your teammates, you've been on a line with Christina Vogt and Lindsay Bochna lately. How do you complement each other on the ice?
Oh my gosh, they're incredible hockey players. We play fast together. They're extremely skilled. Bochna is the strongest player on our team and is able to win battles in the corners like no one I've ever seen. And Voter's got some of the best vision on the ice, and her hockey IQ is out of this world. And I just get lucky that I end up being in the right place at the right time to shoot the puck. But I feel like we just kind of know where each other are going to be around the zone. And we kind of have this like unspoken connection, I guess. And it's paid off in the last couple of games. So
I know you mentioned overtime. This season, your team has really proven to be a third period and overtime team. What has made you so successful in those frames?
just our team culture of like our attitude being very even keel, like not getting too high, too low, not getting upset if we're down a goal or celebrate too much when we're up a goal. Like you have to continue to play hard throughout all of the game and throughout all three periods or four or five periods. But I think that that's something that Tara has talked with us a lot about from day one is that like the culture that you create in this room and the trust that you have for each other is what's going to pay off when the big moments come. And to see those big moments come around and we come together as a team and we are brainstorming and figuring out like what we need to do better between periods and between, overtimes in the locker room. Like that's kind of a little bit of a light bulb moment for me when I was like, oh wow, like everyone in here is like so committed to whatever the team needs. And I think that that's special because that isn't necessarily something that every NCAA hockey team has where everyone's just so committed to what the team needs for success and not what the individual person wants for success.
Just with all of these overtime wins, all three of your Hockey East playoff games went to overtime. Did you like feel your team getting more comfortable being put in this situation, knowing you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when we went to overtime in the final, like it didn't even feel like it was like an overtime period. It just felt like another period because we had done it 2 days prior. And when we went into the locker room before playing Northeastern in overtime, we were all like smiling and we were all like almost cracking jokes, playing music. Focus, of course, but like in a good way, in a positive way. And I was like, guys, we got this. Like, we know what we need to do. We know how to be patient. We know how to be defensively sound. And they're going to make a mistake at some point. So we just got to capitalize on it. And we did. And it worked out for us.
What's that training and conditioning like to be able to battle well in OT?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this a few times, but I have confidence that we are in the best shape in all of the NCAA as a team. Every single day in practice for us is battling and competing at 100% and pushing each other and almost arguably you get more bumps and bruises in practice than you do in games because you are working so hard and competing. And something that the coaching staff instituted a little bit later on in the season was, if you lose a game in practice, like a mini game, you have to skate. And it's like kind of that do or die, like you want to win or you're going to have a consequence afterwards. And so no one wants to lose when skating's on the line or down and backs are on the line. So everyone kind of just has that extra competitive edge.
You scored the goal to force overtime versus Northeastern. What was that moment like for you?
I honestly like kind of black out during games. Like I don't really remember everything, but I do remember going to hug Callie Shanahan, like when I went through the line after scoring, saying, all right, girl, this is our game. Like this is like we got this. And obviously she was really fired up about it too. But just to like hear it ding and go in. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like no way. Like it's 2-2. I don't even remember what time in the period I scored, but I just remember like the game had gone by pretty quickly. Like it was a pretty back and forth, like fast pace, not a ton of whistles game. And so like I was like looking up at the clock. I'm like, oh my gosh, like 5 minutes left in the third, it's tied. And I kind of like I looked up at the stands at one point and like my whole family's just like, oh my gosh, like another overtime. Like we can't do it. We're gonna have a heart attack up here. But it worked out.
Did work out. So the team captured the title for the first time in 10 years. Just how thrilled are you guys?
Yeah, it almost like hasn't sunk in yet because we're like still in the midst of the playoff run. But I think that, once the season ends and we get a second to kind of appreciate the run that we've had and the success that we've had all year and just enjoying being at the rink like while we're doing it, I think that it'll kind of be a little bit more real, but right now I haven't really had a chance to necessarily like sit and say, wow, like we've done it, because in my opinion we're not done yet and we still have a lot more games to play. So we're gonna hopefully win a regional final here and then keep going on. So
Yeah. So speaking of regionals, Sunday was the selection show. Just going into it, not knowing who you would face or where you might go, how was that for the team?
I didn't personally care. I was just excited that we're going to the tournament. I think that going to Wisco is special because they get a really good fan base and they have an amazing facility and arena. And if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, in my opinion, why not? Why not us? Why can't we win? Why not go to the Frozen Four? So I'm just excited to be here, and we got first game against Clarkson tomorrow, and looking forward to that. Really excited to play them. They're a fast, skilled team, but so are we, and we're excited to show them what BU hockey is made of.
Awesome. Just playing Clarkson, you haven't played them before, and BU hasn't for 10 years. What's it like going in with this clean slate?
It's a different, unique situation because in Hockey East you end up playing teams a bunch, and specifically Northeastern and some of the Beanpot teams. So to be able to like kind of really start brand new and fresh with the pre-scout and knowing kind of what their style of play is and the history of their team this year, like it's just different, but it's something that our team and our coaching staff like is excited about because we know that our style of play and how we like to play hockey is, we call it goalie proof, we call it team proof. Like, doesn't matter who we play. Like, we're gonna play our game, we're gonna play to our systems and to our strengths and figure out a way to win.
And just looking at games they've played this year, they've played a few teams that you've faced. Just looking at those games with common opponents, how are they helping you prepare?
I think like it's funny because we pre-scout the other team very well, and the coaching staff does that very well. And then they're very specific about the pieces that they bring to us to look at and like the specific details that they want us to be aware of. And it's not necessarily like overwhelming amount of information because at the end of the day, like why we've been successful is like the way we play. So it's almost like tailoring our strengths to their weaknesses and like how that's going to play into tomorrow. Less about like their team's past and what they do well, I guess. And I personally like that because I think at the end of the day, like we know we're a really good hockey team. We know that we deserve to be here. So why not show that off?
And just last one, just thinking about those strengths, what will be key for your team to focus on versus Clarkson?
I don't think there's a team that's as physical as we are in the NCAA. I think that the way that we use our bodies and our physicality to our advantage to win puck battles, to be in front of the net, to have strong sticks, to make one touch plays out of the corners in the O zone and in the D zone, it's second to none. And then our ability to make shot selections that are going to allow for rebounds or allow for goals that are off the rush, whatever it may be, everything that we do is calculated in a way. I feel like it's very practiced and nothing's perfect, but I feel like we have a very good idea of what works and what doesn't. And being able to like tailor that tomorrow is going to be a big help.
Right. Well, best of luck to you, and thank you for joining us this week, Clara, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman, For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.